All right, we'll continue. Gemara continues from yesterday. Yesterday, at the bottom, again, when I was back, we were discussing how do you have Baal Pe'aker Benazir? How do you have a possibility that there can be a restriction against delaying your Nazirut? So the first attempt at giving an answer was Rava's attempt. So that Rava said, that he says, Lo yiftar min olam achehe Nazir. That was Rava's suggestion, that he says, I will not leave the world until I have been a Nazir. And that means, based on Rava's statement, the way the Shonim explained it, that Baal Ta'akher forces him to then have the Neder Nazirut happen right away, even though he really has time until his death. But because that's a fake, we assume that Baal Ta'akher will force him to have the Nazirut start right away. Today we're going to have a number of other suggestions about what could be the problem of Baal Ta'akher. So first, on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph, we have, alright, Ravaka Bar Yaakov Amar. Ravaka Bakram suggests a different explanation of what can be Baal Ta'akher by Nazirut. Go in the Nadar, Behu Bebeit HaKvarot. He took a Neder and he is in a cemetery at the time. What's the problem with the cemetery? A Nazir, right, is not allowed to become Tamei Meit. And if he's in the cemetery when he takes the Neder Nazirut, does it then take effect or not? Because he would be in violation of it automatically if it took effect. So Anicha Lamanda Amar, that works well according to one who says, Lo Chayalei Nazirut Me'alter, that the Nazirut does not take effect immediately. Right? That rather it waits until you leave the Beit HaKvarot, and then you have to point to it seems to be the Quran and way the other Rishonim explain the Chinuchim from Beit HaKvarot. When he goes out of there, Tzarech Lachzor LeKabel, he has to go ahead again and accept the Neder Nizirut on himself again. Ella the Manda Amar Mi Alter Chayalei is Machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Beis Lakish, that but the one who says that no, it happens right away, it takes effect right away, Mikav Al Ta'akher. Then is there really any Baal Ta'akher? But oh, and even if you try to explain it this way, Hamar Marba Ravashi, Chayla Nazir Talei Me'alter, that both Rabbi Yochanan and Beis Lakish over here agree that the Nazir takes effect immediately. So what are they arguing about then? You believe in your Malkos, please. They're only arguing about whether you get Malkus or not with regards to the Nazirut. So what does that mean? They're arguing about Malkus. So the Rosh explains this. The Rosh explains what does it mean that they get Malkus. They said this is according to the one Manda Amar that you can get Malkus for a lav she'im bo maisa. And in general, we say that you can only get Malkus for a lav, right, that she'yesh bo maisa, and it's not nitak li'aseh. It has to be a pure lo ta'aseh, where you take an action to violate that lo ta'aseh, and have no way to rectify it in order to get Malkus. Over here, the lav that you're violating by the nazir is a lav she'yesh bo maisa, right? There's no action. You're not doing anything. You're standing in the Beit HaKvarot. You're going to become Tamei automatically. You are Tamei. Already Tamei Meis. And therefore it's a lav she'im bo maisa. That's what the Rosh suggests. And he says that that's their machlokas. Right? Is there a Isser Malkut then? Is there a Malkut because of this lav she'im bo maisa? That's what Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish are arguing about here. Here he took a Neder Nazirut in the Beit HaKvarot. It automatically, according to both of them, according to Rav Asher, takes effect immediately. The only question is he going to get Malkus for it taking effect immediately? Because do we give Malkus for this lav she'im bo maisa if we warn him, or is not? The other possibility about what it is that it's Isser Malkut. That he wouldn't actually get Malkus, but did he violate a, or he created Isser Malkut.
The Rambam seems to learn it, differently, that if, while he's still standing in the graveyard, if he drinks wine or shaves his hair, he's not, is he considered a violation, and did it kick in to the extent that he can get
very good. Right. Very good. Excellent. So we explained it according to the Rosh. The Ran, as Shul's pointing out, explains it differently, and that the issue here is not an issue of Malkus itself, meaning with regards to Tumah. Tumah is there. Tumah already exists, and you can't eliminate, right, the Tumah that is there. Indian Malkus with the public, does he get punished for other violations of Nazirut when he's in the Beit HaKvarot? That's Malkus between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. That
aren't they both agreed that it takes effect
immediately?
Immediately, it's just
Right, but the question is how strong is the effectiveness of this nazirut? If he becomes a nazir right away, and then he's in violation of becoming tamei because he is tamei already, and we'll have to wait for him to become tahor for it to take full effect. Like the 30 days will not count from that moment. He has to become tahor before they'll count the 30 days. So in that interim stage, if he drank wine, or if he cut his hair, would he be in violation of nazirut? Because he's already not in violation, or technically not in violation with the tumah side of it, according to the Ran. So maybe then it's only a quasi-nazirut, meaning that it's basically it's in effect, and then he just has to come tomorrow, and then it'll continue.
And it'll kick in.
Right, it'll kick in, but he doesn't have a full force nazirut in effect yet.
Like to the fact that the clock hasn't started yet, basically, right? Because he would have to be mashlim.
Right. So my focus is whether how effective is it during that period of time between the beta pharaoh until he becomes tahor, and whether you get makos or not. So those are the two. The Rosh learns it one way, the Ran learns otherwise, as she'll point out. All right, so that's one suggestion, but the Gemara answers up, afilu hachi kam lebeval tahacher, mishum dekam acher nazirus detahara. Right, that even though they both agree that the nazirus takes effect immediately, but they both agree that that does not start the count for the 30 days, for nazirut. The 30 days will only start once he becomes tahor. So what are you delaying? You are delaying the nazirus taking effect of the tahara. In the actual 30-day count of the nazirus is what you're delaying by being in the Beit HaKvarot. So either then, according to both opinions, that delay is in effect, and that's what Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is going to suggest is the Baal Tahakim. If that's the case, Amar Rav Ashi, Hol V'chein. Well, now if that's true, then why do you have to set up the case, or why do you have to create a case where he's standing in Beit HaKvarot? Then Nazir Shitimei Atzmo B'Meziv, any Nazir that goes ahead and is Mitamei L'Meis, which is he's restricted from doing, he did it on purpose. He was Mitamei himself on purpose. Then what does he do? He has to become Tahor, bring his Karbanos, and start his Naziris over. Over Mishum Baal Ta'achar Din Ziris Tataro. He should be in violation of this law to delay having a Naziris Tataro. Based on this, right, based on the way Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was explaining Baal Ta'achar, then any Nazir who does something that undermines his neder nizirut and forces him to wait to start to count the 30 days or his nizirus vitara will then be in violation of Baal Ta'achar, not simply if you're in the Beit HaKvarot. So that's a...
We touched on that possibility yesterday, right? That maybe the Baal Ta'achar could be delaying the full package of his...
Right, but again, it's not... I say it's differentiated because it's not... He has to start the nizirus vitara, right? It's not completing the nizirus, it's just starting the nizirus vitara. So anyway, that's Rav Ashi's conclusion is based on this. Now we're going to suggest another answer to our question about what's Baal Ta'achar. Of Acha Brei de Rav Yaakov... Okay, so I'll point out this, that yesterday we spoke about the fact that Baal Ta'achar in general is, you have to wait 3 regalim, right? That's for Karbanos. You wait 3, but Bavei Nazir, it's not, we don't look at the Baal Ta'achar as being a 3 regalim. The Rosh over here says that Im Nishtaheb Tumato Gimel Regalim. He stays Tamei for 3 regalim, but who had in Im Nitma Ba'onis? If he became a Tamei Ba'onis, but he doesn't become Tahor. He, on purpose, does not become Tahor. He waits 3 regalim. That's called pushing out your Nizirut Vitara. The Rosh is unique in that case that he says it's 3 regalim. You have to remain Tamei for 3 regalim in order to violate Baal Ta'achar.
The Ran. He's a grave digger or something like that.
But the Ran, on the other hand, says no. The Baal Ta'achar here by Nazir means any amount of time you wait, so not that beyond what should be the time.
It should be immediate.
Right.
It's anything beyond immediate, basically.
It's Baal Ta'achar, but it's just pointing out because the Rosh has this unusual approach here that the Baal Ta'achar is going to also be 3 regalim by 2 months.
The only thing is just from the fact that we make that we're sort of makish.
Right. It's understandable why the Rosh did it. The problem is that it doesn't, like the previous opinion, they can't work with. And then I think the Rosh is doing, you're going to see the next opinion does have 3 regalim, and the Rosh probably, the question is, do you compare this middle opinion to the next opinion in the Gemara, or do you compare it to the first opinion in the Gemara? Although it's still an unusual opinion of the Rosh here. Okay, next answer in the Gemara. Rav Acha Brei Dabika Amar Over Baal Ta'achar Tiglak To. And Baal Ta'akher is if he delays cutting his hair. At the end of his Neder Nizirut, the Nazir must cut his hair and then burn the hair under the Karbanot. Right? I'm not even talking about the one who says that if you do not cut your hair and, you know, place it on the Karban, if you do not do the haircut at the end, then you are still a Nazir. Meaning that without that cutting of hair and placing it on the Karbanot, you still remain a Nazir. For him, it's obvious that you can't delay. Even one who says that cutting the hair is not one of the items that stops him from ending his neder nizirut or bringing the karbanot, mitzvah kiluach mi'alo mikayim. He's not mikayim the mitzvah of giluach, right?
There's mono, I guess.
I'm sorry?
He's not mikayim, you know, there's mono, sort of.
He's not mikayim, right? He's delaying. He's delaying the completion of his neder nizirut, which includes what? The karbanot. But not, we're going to see in a second the karbanot, but also the cutting of his hair.
Why is he delaying it? If it's not ma'akev, so.
Okay, wait. If it's not ma'akev, he's not delaying the completion of his nizirut, but he's delaying the affecting of the mitzvah of cutting your hair at the end of his nizirut. He's delaying that mitzvah. Now, the Marzutra, Breda of Mari, the next opinion says, Amar over b'at akher karbanotah. He waits. What happens? It's about to occur to me a case where he delays bringing the karbanos at the end of his neder nizirut, which just from thinking about it, would be the most parallel case to Baal Ta'akar of a neder to bring karbanos. Neder nizirut says that I'm going to be a nazir for 30 days, and at the end of the 30 days, I'm going to bring these karbanos. So if one delays bringing the karbanos at the end of those 30 days, right, that would be the equivalent of saying by taking a neder to bring a korban and then delaying bringing the karban. So here, there just happens to be a 30-day window in front of bringing the karbanos, but afterwards, you're in the same status. And for that reason, the Ran even learns over here that Baal Ta'akar is three regalim. That if you wait for the three regalim to bring your karbanos for the nazir, that's called Baal Ta'akar. So that's why I told you the Rosh, I think, probably is looking at this case, and saying, okay, maybe that also is three regalim, whereas maybe the Ran and the other Rishonim are looking at the first case that we brought down with Baal Ta'akar is immediately, and saying the same by the case of Tuma. All right, so the Gemara says...
Are you suggesting that the Rosh is... You know, in order to bring his korban, obviously, he's got to be tahor. He can't bring his korban while he's still tamei. So by leaving himself in that previous year of Senate, he's leaving himself in Tumah. So by leaving himself in Tumah, he is de facto delaying his ability to bring the korban. So that, and then once he does that for Shalosh Regalim, that's right. Then he's really...
Right, he doesn't say it that way, but that's an interesting way of looking at the Rosh. That's an interesting way. All right. Is it really true from here we learn out that you cannot delay and bring your nazir? We learn out from another pasuk. The pasuk says ki darosh yidrashenu elu chataot ve'ashkamot. Ki darosh yidrashenu is saying that I'm looking for the one who does not fulfill his word, does not bring his karbanot. And we darshan from darosh yidrashenu that refers to chataot ve'ashkamot, bringing a chatas and bringing an asham. So we have obligatory karbanos that you're not allowed to delay. So we have a pasuk that already teaches us that even when you have karbanot that are obligatory, you cannot delay them. And so too would be the karbanot of the nazir. You shouldn't be able to delay them. So why do I need an additional lav about the akher? Ma'u detema, what would I have thought? Chidushu, shechidsha Torah benazir. Nazir is an unusual case, and since it's an unusual case, it will not be included under the normal restriction against delaying bringing karbanos. My chidush, what's the chidush in nazir? Ilem adlo ma'islei lechatas nazir b'neder. Meaning that if you cannot, if you say, for instance, to about an animal, this animal will be a chatas nazir. Right? That has no effect. You can't create Kedusha with the term Chatas Nazir. But since you cannot create a Kedusha through Chatas Nazir, maybe this Chatas is different than other Chatos. Mara says, what do you mean? What's unique about the Chatas Nazir? Hari Chatas Chelev, and everything Mara calls Chatas Chelev, Chelev is, that's the quintessential Chatas. Chatas Chelev means any Chatas. Also, Shein Matpisa Beneder, over Baal Ta'akar. You can't say about any Karban, Hari Zu Chatas. If you're not obligated to bring a Chatas, you can't say about any Merimah, Hari Zu Chatas, or this is is a chatas doesn't work, because the only time something becomes a chatas is if you need to bring a chatas. You can't be matisid bit neder.
So then if a nazir designates a certain animal and says that this animal is going to be my...
Right. We'll have that in the... We'll get that in the Gemara Nazir. Yes, there are cases where he designates the three animals, where he designates one's a chatas and asham. He can't... Yes, he can designate the animals. My chidushe. So what's unusual about... Nazirut. Sakadat Kamina Hol Vim Amar Harini Nazir Afilumina Khartsan Havi Nazir. That a person says I'm Nazir just from the Khartsan. Meaning that if he just says I'm Nazir from a portion of what is restricted to a Nazir, right? The Khartsan, whether the grapes, yeah, the sediment or the pits of the grapes. If he restricts them just from this item, right, that would make him into a full fledged Nazir. Having Nazir the Khol. Therefore, we say, since that's an unusual way that you can create a neder nazirus, even by making a partial statement, so therefore we're not going to have the effect of baal ta'akhir. Kamash malon. So when it says that, therefore we see that even in our case, because of the baal ta'akhir, the hekesh, the nidarim, that we had yesterday, you're going to learn baal ta'akhir by nazir. So when it says, hanich, laman damar ki nazir min acharetz anavi nazir, that works well according to the opinion. It says when you make a partial neder nizirut becomes a full-fledged neder nizirut. Elo Rab Shimon, damar ein nazir achi azir mikulan. Shim believes you cannot make a partial statement in nizirut and then have it take effect as a full neder nizirut. Ma'ikal memra, what can you say? Va'od, and another problem with this, hai chidush l'chumrahu. That's not a kula by nazir. That's not something that makes nazir less likely to have problems. This is an item that makes nazir more likely to have problems. Meaning that it's a chumrah, that even when you take a partial statement, we assume that it's as if you accepted the full nazirus. So why should that make you think that there should be baal ta'akhir? There's more reason to believe there should be baal ta'akhir because the nether here comes so easily. So therefore, that can't. Ella, my chidushe. What is the chidush that we have over here? The sagadat kamina hoel v'im gileak al-achat mishloshtam yatsa lo le'aver alei bebal ta'akher. Right, so if he cuts his hair, the nazir has to cut his hair, and there are three karbanot. The nazir has to bring at the end of his nazirut, he has to bring three karbanot. He has to bring an olach, a shlamim, and a chatas. Right, he's bringing these three kavanos. So when he brings these three kavanos, if he only brings one karban, for instance, he brings the chatas, and he cuts his hair on this chatas, then we say that his yotze, his cutting the hair, doing that on one of the karbanot, even though he's not bringing all three karbanot. So therefore, since he can complete the mitzvah by doing it with one karban, we would think, therefore, that there is no baal ta'akher by the karbanos, because you see he can fulfill the mitzvah, or he can do the cutting of his hair, and he can complete his nizirus without getting or completing all three karbanos. He just needs one. Therefore, we say, that delaying the karbanos, even though they're not ma'akev, meaning in regards to cutting his hair, nevertheless, they're still considered a delay. And that's why we need an extra limud by nazir to teach us that there is a problem of delaying your karbanos by nazir, even though we have a general possible of the that you do that in any karbon that you bring, even obligatory chataos and karbonot that you have to bring, if you delay them, then you're in violation of that pasuk. Nevertheless, we need an additional baal ta'akhir that comes from a hekesh to nidarim by nazir, because to teach us that even though by nazir the karbonot, you only need one karbon to do your cutting of the hair, it's not ma'akev, the other karbonot are not ma'akev, nevertheless, they still, you are in violation of baal ta'akhir.
Why can we say that the hekesh, because now that's Muhammad, the hekesh doesn't work, and rooks are the other things. It was three or four things that the Hekesh taught you between Nadarim and Nazir. So now it's really such a big chiddush that a Nazir is still say about Ta'akhir. Maybe the Hekesh is not strong enough to teach us that also in Nazir you have Baal Ta'akhir.
But now it's not a Kula. Now we have a Kula. We said it was a Kula. Now we're suggesting that there's a Kula.
That's right. It's a Kula.
Since it's a Kula, you would think it's not included
it's
in that
puzzle. So we should still say it's not included. You have the Hekesh that could teach you the three or four the things that we had.
Anyway, the Hekesh says straight out, we have a Brisa that says the Hekesh taught us Baal Ta'akhir and Baal Ta'akhir.
But how do we know that? I'm saying
the Gemara assumes, the Gemara's assumption at this point is that and by a Hekesh, you can't learn a Hekesh by yourself. A Hekesh is something that's a Mesorah, right? So you have a Mesorah that the Hekesh
it's a given.
Right. So the Gemara is just trying to discover what it's what is going on. That's what the Gemara has been doing. It's trying to figure out where by Yechel and Baal Te'acher take effect.
Even though we could have learned the Hekesh differently, if we were learning, we'd have said it doesn't teach you the Kulas.
Right. But you don't know. I mean, that's the whole point of a Hekesh is that you need a Mesora to understand how a Hekesh works. All right. Vibai Seima, my Kiddushe. Other people say, what's the Kiddush of the Nazir? Mishum Golo Mat Pisu B'Neder. That's what we said before, that it doesn't work by taking a Neder to take Chatas Nazir doesn't do anything for you. Or you can't say that you can't if you say like Chatas Nazir Alai, it doesn't mean anything. But what did we ask before? What about the other Chatos? We said it doesn't work by any Chatas. Forget about you can't bring a voluntary Chatas. This doesn't work. Right? Chatas Chalev Ka'achil Chaparo. No, a Chatas Neder comes to bring kapara, whereas a chatas nazir, the mayatio. In fact, a chatas nazir is unusual in the fact that it's not coming to bring kapara, right? It's not a normal chatas, quote unquote. Tumar says, oh, that's true, but hari chatas yoledet, lo atio le kapara. What about a chatas yoledet? A yoledet, a woman who gives birth, also brings a chatas, and there also it's not for kapara. Ibarra la mishum ba'al ta'akher. And that chatas is included in the pasuk of the Rosh Yidrishenu. So if the chatas of Yolenis is included in the Rosh Hashanah, why can't we include chatas Nazir? Both of them are chataot, that you can't be mafis and neder, and they're both not for kaparo. No, the chatas by the Yoledet is doing something. What is that? It's allowing her to eat kochim. She's not allowed to eat kochim until she brings her korban chatas. And therefore, the korban is affecting or doing, having some sort of effect by being mati her, and since it's being mati her, the kochim, it has more tokiv or more strength than the chatas of a nozir, where the chatas of a nozir doesn't have any impact. It's both not for kapara, and it's not a matir.
Since we said that if he brings any other karbanas,
these karbanas. Now, I will point out, and this will, we'll get to this in the nazir, but maybe later on, and we've seen this in other gemaros, that it's not the chatas of nazir, and the chatas, this is in the gemara nazir, and the chatas yoledet, right, are both interpreted by some to be a chatas. Right, so that Nazir etzmo min hayayin, that the Nazir brings a chatas because he was Nazir etzmo min hayayin, that he removed himself from drinking wine, and therefore he was a choteh. Hey, this is a kapara. There is an opinion in Gemara Nazir like that, and also by Yoledet. The shvua that she said when we were when she was on the birthing. Right, she was birthing, and then she screams out. So Niran and points out these two opinions.
Well, the swearing that she did when she was in.
Right. So he says. So now, if you look in the Ran, if you turn back the Dalet Amud Aleph, the Ran 2, 4, 5, 6 lines from the bottom, Ran 6 lines from the bottom on Dalet Amud Aleph, he says, "Ulamai ka'atio." What is the chatas? My gosh, you see it's in the middle line, 6 lines up from the bottom of the round. My gosh, what is the chatas of the nazir coming from? Well, what about, he can drink wine now. If you said that the chatas helps the yoledet, you coach him, the chatas of the nazir lets him drink wine now. Ainzu mitzvah, el rishus. There's no mitzvah to drink wine. It's only a, wait, that's a choice. A person wants to drink wine. But feel the mandamar nazir chotehu, even though there is an opinion, which we just mentioned, that a nazir is a chote because he has this one's a yayin, ain't a chote gomor. Right? He's not really a full-fledged chote. Ikar karban no atzil kapara. And the major thrust of the karban is not for kapara. So the Ran acknowledges this other opinion, but he says that's not the major thrust of this karban. Avakash benai. Let me just stick, hold on. Okay, drop to the bottom line. The bottom line in the, of the Iran. So, our second to last line. Afil the Rabbi Shimon. You see, by Afil the Rabbi Shimon? So, by Chatas Yoledet. Afil the Rabbi Shimon, Dwar, Behar, Kama, Pellet. Right? And either the Yoledet Choteti, a Yoledet is a Chotet, the Shebeshasha Korat Violet, Korat Violet, when she's giving birth, Kofet said, Vinishbech, look to Skak Babalish, says, I'm not going to do this ever again, right? So, he makes these Shuot. Ikar Karbana, Inu Balachet. Again, he makes the same thing, that the major thrust of the Karban is not for a Chet. Shreafil Yodat, Atzma, she'll hear her off, the davar kum. What happened? According to Shimon, if she states right definitively that she never took a shavua, and no such thing ever happened, maybe a karbon, she still brings a karbon. That's what Ran acknowledges both of those opinions, that there are opinions that say that the chatos of the nazir and the chatos of the yoledit come for some sort of form of chait. Nevertheless, he says that's not the major thrust or the focus of the karbon, even though they are called chatos.
All right, and that even quotes one Tamar who says that it is for a cause, even if that cause doesn't exist, you still bring the karbon.
Right, exactly. Now, the next thing I just wanted to address for a second is that here we said that the woman brings a chatos, and therefore she can eat kodshim. Alright, so this happens to be, there's a Minchas Chinuch who discusses, by eating of kodshim. Right, it says, right, that there's a mitzvah on the Kohanim to eat karbanos, to eat kodshim. So the Minchas Chinuch wants to determine what type of mitzvah is there to eat kodshim. Is there a mitzvah on each individual kohen? If you have a korban there, is there a mitzvah of achila, meaning a mitzvah to eat the korban for each kohen? And therefore, each kohen is going to need to get a kazayis worth of the korban in order to fulfill that. Or is there a requirement that the kodshim be eaten? There's no specific requirement on each kohen to eat the korban shlamim or eat any kodshim, but rather the chetz of the korban must be completed, right? And therefore, each kohen can fulfill a mitzvah kumit by making sure that there is no notar, but there's no mitzvah in the gavra, right, to eat kodshim. Right, so one of the gemaras that's brought down, the Minchas Chinuch brings this down, is here, by Yoledet, right, it says here that what? Keshar Yolel may call the kodshim. It allows her to eat kodshim. Why do we care that it allows her to eat kodshim over here? That's a matir, but what mitzvah, that's the same thing as letting him drink wine. Just like in the nazir, we said it's matir to drink wine, right? So too, by kodshim, it's allowing her to eat kodshim. So if they are both reshus, in the sense that there's no mitzvah in the gavra, right, to eat kodshim over here, then it should be no different than yain. So that's it. So you have two drachim here in the Rishonim. So if you look in the Rosh, and I won't make you look inside, I'll just read it to you. So what? The Rosh says, Shachilas kochim mitzvah. The chila of kochim is a mitzvah. The chli vachu otam asher kupar lehem. That's one statement the Ryan makes. Then, but oh, shlo yavil the notar. And there's a second mitzvah that won't come to notar. But you see from the Rosh believes that maybe there's a mitzvah on a kohen, or here the female client can eat the kochim kalim possibly. Right? There is a mitzvah to eat kodshim on the gavra. But if that's the case, right, then, I mean, that would solve what the Minchas Chinuch says. But if you look in the Ran has a very interesting interpretation. The first line in the Ran, here, the Ran says, Kashari yalal mecha b'kodshim. Kirechtiv yikipar ala koyim b'tara. Be'akilat kodshim mitzvah hi. Eating kodshim is a mitzvah. When is it a mitzvah? Kagon achilas p'sachim. So we see what the Ran did? The Ran cannot accept that there's a mitzvah in general to eat kodshim. That's not a mitzvah in the gavra to eat kodshim. The Ran has to come up with a unique case where there is a mitzvah in the gavra to eat kodshim. When is there what is that unique situation? By Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, every individual is obligated not only to bring the Korban, but to eat the Korban. That is what's unique about Korban Pesach. That's what we spent in Gemara Pesach.
It's the same when the Gemara says that it's a matir for eating kodshim. It's not that referring to eating the karbonos that she has to bring, the
chatos. Well, not even her kodshim, if she's married to a kohen. It's a mitzvah that's unique to where there's a mitzvah in the gavra. So you see, this is exactly the Minchas Chinuch when he was dealing with, trying to understand which tzad of achilas kodshim, is it a mitzvah or not? You see, they've shown him here really dealing with this issue. When the Gemara says mitzvah achilas kodshim, it's a mitzvah. What mitzvah are we talking about? Right? Meaning that is there an obligation on the individual? It's a mitzvah in the gavra, and that's what we're talking about here. Or we say no, there's no mitzvah in the gavra. We have to find a case.
Unless you say that he holds also to mitzvah in the gavra. But since we're talking about Chatos Yoledes, we're looking for a mitzvah that's on her, per se. That's why he uses Pesachim, that's a mitzvah on her.
Right.
So once they tie it back in.
Right, so that's a possibility that here, since it's a Yoledes, where it's a woman,
right.
So that could be that a woman, but there are times that are, like, Shlomim are there, Kachim Kalim, right? That where you can the what the Kohen gets from the Shlomim, his whole family is allowed to eat, not just him.
And a mitzvah, and that's what brought around. He says, I agree that a Kachim is a mitzvah on the Gavra, it's on the Kohen. The fact that the woman could eat, or the family could eat, they could eat, it's not because they could eat the food. But it's not a mitzvah, I want it to be a mitzvah, and therefore he has to find a
tzvah. Okay, that's fair.
It's an impeccable shot that what the Rana is saying, because no matter what the scenario is, you're going to come to Karban Pesach where if she has not yet, you know, done the matir for her to eat from the kachim, she's not going to be able to.
So but then it's only about the Afer, which is Pesach time. That's the issue. We're dealing with about the Afer here, which is the interesting problem. Right. Right, so it should only be about the Afer, possibly, according to the Rana's interpretation, maybe it only be about the Afer when she reaches Pesach. Right, she has to bring her carbon prior to Pesach. I'm not, because here we said before, carbon is a 3 regalim. Right, the way the Rana's explaining it, by Yoledes, not by Nazir, maybe it won't be 3 regalim, maybe it'll be until Pesach, right? That once he reaches Pesach, that'll be about the Afer by Yoledes.
Yeah, but the mantra is not necessarily specifically related to what the about the Afer is. It's showing that it's different over there. You can't compare it. There's a reason by Yoledes.
Fair. You could definitely say it. You could make that argument. I think that's fair. All right. Now, next, Amar Mar. Okay, now, we just went through, remember, we have this Hekesh, and the Gemara's been testing the Hekesh all the way along to say, what do they mean? So now the Gemara's going to bring Amar Mar, bring a next line in the Hekesh. Ma de zari ma'av mefer nidre bito, ubao mefer nidre ishto. Just like by a neder, the father and the husband are entitled to nullify the nidorim. Av nizirut. Av mefer nizirut bito, ubao mefer nizirut ishto. Gemara says, lama li Hekesh. What do you need a Hekesh for? Nazirus is a nether. Meaning that Nazirus is only a form of nether. It's just a unique form of nether. If that's the case, just like it works by Nidorim, it should work by Neder Nizirut. What's unique about Nizirut that you have to bring a separate Hekesh to teach him this? Where it says, Gilma Gavi Nidorim Huda Mefer, maybe by Nidorim it's like an Alpha Mishum Dolo Isle Kitsuta. A Neder, if you take a Neder Stam without any defined time in the Neder then is, in effect, Leola, forever. Right? If you never define the time frame in which the Neder is effect, it's effect, it has no limitations. Whereas if you take a Stam Nizirut, right, about Gavi Nizirut, this like Kitsuta, there's a defined time that Stam Nizirut Lamed Yom. So therefore, I think, because what's the whole point of the Baal or the father being able to make fair the, because they have rights in their wife, or because they have rights in their daughter, we allow them to eliminate Nidarim that somehow will impact their relationship or their, I don't want to say it in a negative, but sometimes the value of the daughter. Here he wants to marry off his daughter, right? And then I'm not saying this in any negative way, but if he's going to marry his daughter and he says, oh, you know what, I can marry off. If she has Nidarim on it, he's going to have a hard time marrying her off. He's a hard time getting, right, the husband to pay money into the, to get the marriage, to make his suba bigger. And his daughter has these Nidarim on her. So he has a vested interest in his daughter not being that way. Or else the husband. The husband has to interact with his wife. He has been over Benad, marrying the Benad. So here, if it's an unlimited time frame, maybe that's when we say the husband or the father has rights, because that's going to really affect her forever. But if it's a defined period of time, like for 30 days, time to see Ruth, is that right? Fine. So for 30 days, he'll deal with it. After 30 days, it'll go back to normal. So maybe that should be the case. So that's what the Gemara says. Amalo, Kamash Malon, that's what we have the Hekesh for. The Hekesh teaches us that even by the Zirut, even though it's Kitsuta, you can still be made fair in these cases. All right. Now, Omer the Koveru. Mudarani. So this goes back to Lashon in the Mishnah, right? And then, I can't remember who, I think maybe she'll ask me in the Mishnah, doesn't this sound like a Lashon of Gavra when you say Mudrani Mimcha or Mufushani Mimcha? So the Gemara now is going to discuss, was that yesterday? You asked it, maybe, all right, so you asked it at the time. So now the Gemara is going to discuss, well, how does this work in the Mishnah? The Mishnah enumerated 3 items, right? It enumerated, it said, Mudrani Mimcha, Mufushani Mimcha, Mufushani Mimcha, then it enumerated 2 other items, Shani Ochela, Shani Temla. Alright, so those are 5 items that the Mishnah listed. Now, what is the interaction between those 5 items? And that's what the Gemara is going to discuss now. So, Omer Lechmer Modarni. Omer Shmo B'Kuanan Ad Shomer Shani Ochel Lach Shani Otem Lach Toim Lach. So that when we made the 3 statements, the first 3 statements in the Mishnah that said, Mudrani Mimcha, Mudrani Mimcha, Mudrani Mimcha, they only work if after you've said that term, you say Shani Yochelach, right? It's not simply Mufrani Mimcha, that would have no meaning according to Shmuel. If I said Mufrani Mimcha, that has no meaning. You have to say Mufrani Mimcha, Shani Yochelach.
Specify for what?
Right. Yes.
Yeah, Shani Yochelach is part of Yevtarin.
Okay, so that's the question. Wait, if you said, and that seems to be according to everybody, if you said Shani Yochelach, that would be a nether by itself. Yeah. It's only that the first three Lishonos.
Does it hurt? So the Chiddush said that, and in the Lishonos, doesn't hurt.
No, it doesn't hurt, or yeah, that doesn't. Or the Kiddush is that if you said any of those Lashonos by themselves, they don't work.
Mm-hmm. Right, they don't know. Yeah,
you need the Shani Yochelach to get there.
Right, because then you don't know what. Mushani is what?
Right, well, you could have just said it's general. It's just right now in general. Mushani Mimchalach. But he says that's not Lashon that. So this is what Shmuel says. Amr Shmuel Kulan, Achimar Niyochalach, Shani Temlach. Maitveis. Now we're going to have two bright dots that the Gemara is going to bring down that seem to indicate otherwise. Mudar Ani Mimcha, Mushani Mimcha, Mirukhukani Mimcha. Those are the three Lashonos mentioned. Our Mishnah, Arizatsur. Sounds like, alright, then, Shani Yochelach, Shani Temlach, Arizatsur. Seems like we have two categories in the Braisa, and they both work, seem to work independently. The word, right, it's here. Someone says, Achukani, Bamed Dvarim Amorim. This is that the Braisa is missing a little transition word here, Bamed Dvarim Amorim. Baomer, Shani Yochelach, Shani Temlach. That's exactly what it's saying. When do those first three Shonas are Asur? Bamed Dvarim Amorim. When? They are when they have the aneotemlech or aneochelach at the end of them. Don't we have a braisa that is actually formatted in the opposite way? Shani ochelach to shani otemlach asur, and then modrani mimcha umrushani mimcha mekani mimcha is asur. Now you can't say b'med zvay marumim because he already listed the lishonos the aneochelach temlach from the beginning. So it says. Batani Haki, and then the missions have a transition word, Ukvar Amar Mudrani. Right, that means that I already said. Right?
If you just say Shani Ochelach by itself, without any notion of words, it doesn't mean anything.
It does. All right, so I will go into the Ran. It does. The Ran, or people believe that that's enough to be a nether. Shani Ochelach by itself would be a nether. And I'll read it with you inside in the Ran. Ukvar Amar Mudrani. So he tries to put a transition word that says, what? Shani Ochelach works for Shani when I already said Mudrani. Not that you have to say Mudrani, but if I did say it, it would work. So when it says, I know Reisha. Now Reisha here is not literally because these are two separate brightos. It means the first brightos and the second brightos. It means the original brightos, right? Also said that. What's the finish by flipping the order? It would have. If you think that flipping the order doesn't mean anything, then why did the town of this brightos flip the order? If the flipping of the order has significance, it should have significance, right? Then if what's the significance? That they don't matter to each other. So Gemara says, "Yafi and Eresha, but oh, Asur Lamali." Right? You could have asked this on the first brisa, but it says, right, you could ask it. The Ram points out, you could have asked it on the first brisa, but the Gemara usually does that. The Gemara has a standard like this. We have a better question, and then when we get to the better question, then we ask the question that would apply to both of them, which is that it says Asur twice, which seems to indicate that they are separate entities. So on the midnight, have Amar Shmuel. So you have to say, "Amend what Shmuel said." The time of Amar Shani Yochelach, Vashay Ani Atom Lech, who the Asur, the Chaveru Mutar. And when you use the Lashon of Shani Mecha, Merchani Mecha, or any of these Lashonos, and then you say Shani Yotem Lach, that means that you are Asur, but your Chavero, your friend, is not restricted to you. Yeah, you are restricted from your friend, getting a nut, right? It's not reciprocal here. Whereas Aval, Amar, if you just say Mudrani Emech Luchudei, if you simply say Mudrani, Shneim Asurim, you're both Asur. Okay, Had Amar Yosef Reb Kinyan Mudrani Emech, Shneim Asurim, they're both Asur. Because that lashon, right? Since that lashon implies that you are both of sort. If you look in the Ran, just the top of Hey Amad Aleph, you can see that says in Rinai that this is the reason, right? The high time is shum demashma mudarani v'nechsei mimcha v'nechsech. When I say mudarani mimcha, it means everything, every way. Meaning that me, my possessions are restricted on you and your possessions. Meaning that it's like a total blanket statement of restriction. Whereas if you say shani ochelach, that's defining that it's only the hana that I will get from you that I'm restricting myself, but you can get hana from me. And that'll be the next statement of Shmuel. What is shani ochelach? And if she otem lach makes a difference as according to what the defining what Mushrani or Mushkani means, meaning that they're much more inclusive or kolal or global, but you can narrow their definition by adding in Shani Ochelach, which will narrow it to be only you and not your friend.
What is the second price talking about going to this?
What? The
So what's the, what is
the point? Oh, so that's why it said Asur twice in the Mishnah, because the Asur is different.
Good, that's explaining the first Brisa.
Both Brisas will work that way now, because
the
Brisa...
That's the sense of the Asur, but what about why did he repeat it?
Oh, no, he didn't repeat it. It's a different Brisa. It's a different Brisa. Then what you could ask is why did he flip it? He flipped it to teach you that you don't need the Aniokel Lach from Mufushani to work. That's exactly why he did it. Because if you had just had the first Brisa, you would assume, like we explained, Bamed Var Mavruin. It's a Bamed Var Mavruin.
Just had the second Brisa.
Right, okay, you can ask that, but the Brisas exist. I mean, I'm not, the Brisas are in effect, but the second Tanakh simply switched around the order in order to teach you that a Neo Kelbach is not a requirement to having a Shani Mimcha Mufkanik Mimcha work. Ah, why did it say Asur twice? Because the Asur is different. Because when it says Mufkanik Mimcha Mufkanik, Asur means you and your friend, whereas when you say a Neo Kelbach, it's only you to your friend, not your friend to you. Alright, so that's how I think Mark explained. I just wanted to read, because we'll read the Ran. There are a couple of issues here I wanted to address. One is the problem of Shavua here. Right, that the girsa, there's a girsa, there's machlokas and a girsa in the Mishnah, where the Mishnah should say Sha'ani Ochelach or Sha'ini Ochelach. Alright, that's the question whether it should be Sha'ani Ochelach or Sha'ini Ochelach. That's one issue. And the second issue is, what does it mean when you say Sha'ani Ochelach? Right, what does that mean? So I'm going to... Right, because that's the problem. How does the neder in our Mishnah take effect? How does Mufkanik Mimcha work? How does Mufushani Mimcha work? Did you say the word koneim, and that's what made it into a neder? Or why isn't it then not a shvua? Right, so then the Ran says, if you look down in the Ran, the Yisrael are 2, 4, 6, 7 lines from the bottom, on Dalet Amud Bet. 7 lines from the bottom, it's a dot there, it says Yisrael Omar. You see it there? Yisrael Omar. Yisrael Omar, the Olam de lo Amar Koneim. He didn't say the word Koneim. That he's saying, what, that I will eat Shani Ochelach, that I will eat from you, right? In came my Lishna da Shani Ochelach. That he's saying, no, that's, what do you mean Shani Ochelach? Ochelach, if you want to say that I'm going to eat with you or I'm going to eat your stuff, then he should have said Ochelach. The fact that he added in the word Shani Ochelach comes to teach you that he's trying to do something different. He's trying to create something. Levada came into Amar Shani, Haki Kamar. Mashani Ochel Mishocha, Yehei. Is a davar. What I mean is, you will be something, and what is that? Mind you, koneim. It will be koneim. We're filling the sentence to him. That's how we do it. Right? Why is it a yad to nether? Why? Meaning that if he's saying it in a formulation that says shani ochel lach, that sounds like the gavra is saying that I will not, right, eat of your stuff. I will not benefit from your stuff. That seems to be a shavua. Not that your stuff is, koneim is asur, right? So why are we assuming in the Mishnah that becomes a yad nether? I mean, that he didn't say the nether properly. He didn't say the word koneim. And we're assuming, because when he says shani ochel lach, what, we fill in the blank, what is going to happen to what I eat from you? Koneim. Right, so why not just fill in the blank and say it's a shavua? And if we're already trying to interpret what he says, say it's a shavua, not a nether. Bishum, and this is the Rav Lashita, right? Shum, the shiny mushroom. The shiny mashmashu maskir chifetz haina mashiyocha chiyagav neshayach v'neder v'lo shayach v'shvua. Since he mentioned the chifetz, the object, by shvua, mentioned the object is of no significance. So the fact that he mentioned the object, then the object automatically we're going to assume that the yad is a yad v'neder and not a yad for shvua, because shvua doesn't have impact on the chifetz. That works if you say Shani Ochelach. Aval Amandagar She'ini B'yud Kasha. Because if you say She'ini Ochelach, then it's what? That's not talking about the Chepetz. That's talking about you, right? You always hear Konim, name it Yad Hu L'Shavua. Because if he didn't mention the word Konim, now you could argue that it's really a Yad L'Shavua. Lo L'Nedr. The high Lishna D'Shavua, Meser Nafshe Achetza. That's a Lashon of Shavua, not a Lashon of Nedr. If he mentioned koneim, then it's a nether who below yad. Because if you mention the word koneim explicitly, that becomes like a dinoi, and that's a full-fledged nether. That's not a yadla nether, right? That's not a nether where we're interpreting your words to be a nether. If you kind of like a yadlos, yeshlomar, go olam, beshkir koneim. He mentioned the word koneim. Bali hachi, came in damar lebel shon shibua, right? Hainu shein, eini. To whom Eser Nafshe Achetz Avelei Yad LeNeder Halo Neder Gomor the Neder Shamar Boshon Shavua Hanei Happy Dine Ukushu Koshu Katapti LeMala. That's what the Ran believes up above. The Ran, or the we saw this Machlokas between the Ran and the Ramban. Actually, we mentioned this, I think, on the first day, that the Ramban believes that you can... the Ramban believes that you can take a neder in a Lashon Shavua and a Shavua the Lashon Neder, but that's not a Iker Neder, but a Yad Neder or Yad HaShavua. So since he used the word Konim over here, it's a neder, even though he formulated it as a Shavua. So that's the Chiddush. That's why it's a Yad here. It's a Yad here is because he took the word Konim, which is a Lashon that's used by Neder, and he took a Shavua. So which is it? Is it a Shavua? Is it a neder? And that's what we say. With the word, it's a Yad Neder because he used the word Koni. That'll make a Yad Neder. And the same will be true in the opposite way. That's what we saw in the Ramban. That if he takes a Shavua, right, where he's taking the Shavua and he makes it the Lashon Neder, meaning that he's taking a Shavua where he talks about the Gavra, right? He doesn't use the word Koni. And he takes the Lashon Neder, but he talks about the Chayfetz, that will be a Yad, the Shavua, and that will be a Shavua. That's how the Ron explains it here. So it's a very, it's an important rhyme just from how it's functioning over here. How, what does it mean when I say She'ini Ochelach or She'ani Ochelach? And why does it become a Neder? Why is it a Yad a Neder?
Is it just with Lashon of Eni? Is the Ron saying that?
Yeah, he's suggesting it by Lashon that you have to say by Eni. Because he gives an explanation, as I was just going to say, that by the case where it says She'ani Ochelach, the Ron's willing to entertain the fact that maybe he didn't say Konim at all. And it's because you would interpret the word Shani Ochelach, we're talking about the Chayfetz. So what do you want about the Chayfetz? We fill in the blank and say Kone. Right? That's why it's a Yad Neder. But according to the one who's Goris in the Mishnah She'ini Ochelach, then you can't interpret it that way. According to that opinion, why
is it true unless you
right, so why is it a Yad Neder unless you said Kone, right? So the Ron says in that instance it must be that he said the word Kone, and that's what's generating the Yad Neder here because he formulated it as a Shavua.